We begin the current daf mesech, this Erev and daf lamed dal. We begin four lines up in the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara is in the middle of a discussion asking questions on the interpretation of Rabbi Yirmiyah. And that is, we had on the previous daf, on Amud Aleph, we had a question. That is, we quoted a braisa with machlokes Rabbi and the Rabbanan, which is the source of their machlokes regarding if there was a gzeiras shvus of Isad Rabbanan on the time period of Bein HaShemashes. In that braisa that we quoted, the Gemara then went into elaborate on their machlokes, and the Gemara had a difficulty, which seemed to be contradictory in the opinions of Rabbi. And that is, the Reisha, in the case of that Rabbi spoke about, was that a person standing at the base of the tree, by the trunk, and the tree is 10 tefachim high, and it branches out to 4 amas on the width of the length of the branches. And the Erev was outside of the 4 amas, because as the Gemara had said in the previous staff, a person who makes an Erev has an area around him of 4 amas, and that goes up until Shemayim as if he has his own little house. However, but since the tree branches go out more than 4 amas, so, and it's 10 tefachim high, so it's considered in a different area. It's not in his area of Rishus Ram or his halachic Rishus Hayachid, which goes up to an area to Adrikia that's around him 4 amas. It's, again, 10 tefachim high, 4 amas wide, so it's Rishus Hayachid, and it's outside of his area, so it's not going to be an Erev. However, the Sefer said, and this is what Rabbi said, but it says that Kalkala, if it's on the basket, then it's going to be okay. Which the Gemara says, how does that work? Why does being on the basket make it any better? It's still in the area that's not in the one that he's in. He's in Rishus Rabban. And even if you say that he has this halachic Rishus Yachad, it's only for the 4 amas around him going up to the sky. Here it's outside of his 4 amas, and it's on the tree that's a Rishus Yachad because it's 10 tefachim high and it has the dimensions of a Rishus Yachad. So one Teretz the Gemara gave was that, correct, the Reish and the Sefer are talking about different cases. The Reish is talking about that it is 4 amas wide, and the Sefer with the cap basket is talking about that it's not, and it goes on to a different explanation. Rabbi Yirmiyah gave a different answer. He says, Shani Kalkala, a basket is different. Why is the basket different? Ha'il v'yochel l'ntaisa. Since a basket, he could pull the basket down without pulling it off from where it is, and then he'll be able to pull it into the area of lower than 10 tefachim, then it will be in Rishus Rabban, because the airspace of Rishus Rabban goes up from the ground up until 10 tefachim. So then it will be in the same area as himself, and therefore it is Huvei Ruvei B'makom Echad. And that's why it will be a good Erev. As we explained that for the halachas of Erev, you have to be in the same area as your Erev. So since he was in the Skaven Lishbois by the base of the tree, which he's standing in Rishus Rabban, and although the basket is in the Rishus HaYachid because it's higher than 10 tefachim and it's 4 amas out of where he is, however, since he could pull it down from the 10 tefachim into 9 tefachim, it's going to be in Rishus Rabban. So that is why Rabbi Yirmiyah said that Kalkala is different, and Rebbe would agree that then it would be a good Erev. Now the Gemara had asked a question on the previous staff, and the Gemara continues to ask on Rabbi Yirmiyah's interpretation on this Yisoid, this fundamental principle that he says, since you could. In other words, we're not even talking about that it is in Rishus Yachad, and he's in Rishus Rabban. So how is it considered the same area? Because he could if he wanted to, so then we view it as if it's really in Rishus Rabban, and that's why it's in the same area as himself. On that, the Gemara asks, Eisvei, we learned, Niskaman Lishbis Rishus Rabban. If someone intended to have his halachic residence in the public domain, and he put his Erev on a wall. And that's near where he was making his Shvisa, but it was more than 4 amas away from where he was. Similar to the case of what we spoke about by the tree on the previous daf, because if it was within 4 amas of where he was, even if it was higher than 10 tefachim, it would still be considered an Erev, because someone that puts his Erev, he has, as we spoke about, as the Gemara on the previous daf explains, an area of 4 amas. It's like halachic area that we view it as if it's his Rishus HaYachid, for the area of the Erev, because that's now his halachic bias for Shabbos. So therefore, obviously we're talking about that it's, although it's on the wall, it's next to him, but it has to be at least 4 amas away, because again, if it was within 4 amas, anything in this 4 amas circumference would be considered in the domain that he made it, no matter if it's higher than 10 tefachim, lower than 10, it doesn't make a difference. So again, we're talking about it's next to him, but it's more than 4 amas away. He's in Rishus Rabban, and the Erev is on the wall. So the Brisa says as follows: Lamata mesar tefachim, if it's on the wall lower than 10 tefachim, erubei erev, then it's a good erev. And that is, although his erev is more than 4 amas away from him, but he can still get it. How could he get it? If he takes less than 4 amas at a time, because even on Shabbos, carrying less than 4 amas at a time would not be usher in such a case. It's only Isidra abundant to carry less than 4 amas. And since here, as we had mentioned previously, that the acquisition of the Erev happens during the time period of Bein HaShemashes, we weren't glazed, we didn't make it forbidden during the time period of Bein HaShemashes, a Shavuos, and therefore that's going to be permitted, and therefore for the acquisition of the Erev will be considered that it is in the same area, since you could do it less than 4 amas at a time. However, the Brisa continues, L'mala miyot tefachim, if it's higher than 10 tefachim, then his Erev is not going to be an Erev. And that is, as we explained, because if it's like we said, that it's more than four amas away from him, and it's 10 tefachim high, so it comes out that he's in Rosh Hashanah, as we said, that that's where he's intending to make his residence, and he can't take it from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because he's in Rosh Hashanah, and his Eiv is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because it's higher than 10 tefachim, and it's for, and it's on the wall. So it's, therefore, he's in, it's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it's more than four amas away. Again, even if it was Rosh Hashanah Yachid, if it was within four amas, it would be okay because his four amas go up to the sky. It's like a virtual bias. But it's more than four amas away, so you can't say that. And you can't do the less than four amas at a time because that's only Rosh Hashanah Rabban that that's allowed, at least in the time period of Bein Hashmashes. But here where it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which that's a deraisa to bring it to Rosh Hashanah Rabban, that wouldn't be allowed. And therefore we can't, and we also can't say the principle of what the Gemara said on the previous stuff of Malay, that view the whole area as it's filled up, because it's outside, as we said, of his four amas. So that was the case, again, if he has the shvisa in Rosh Hashanah Rabban, and if it was on a wall that higher than 10 tefachim, it's not going to be an erev, lower than 10 tefachim, it will be an erev. However, now the Gemara continues, the Braisa continues with a different case. Niskaman lishvis b'resh hashubach. If he intended not to make his halachic residence in the street, in the public domain, rather on a dovecot, oy b'resh hamigdol, or on the top of a closet. And that is, as Rashi explains in his preferred interpretation, that it's going back on the case of when the Eiv is in the wall. But here we're saying that the halachas will be the reverse of how it was if he intended to make his residence in the public domain. Here he's intending to make his residence on the case of, let's say we'll take the case of the Migdal on the closet. So the Braisa continues. L'malam yutvachim, here if it's higher than 10 tefachim, then to the contrary of the other case, it will be Eiv, then it will be a good Eiv. Because if it's higher than 10 tefachim that he put on the wall, the reason why it's an Eiv is because now the Migdal, the closet where he's, his residence is on top of the closet, is near the wall. And therefore he could bring it to him because there's no hefsik between the two of them. They're right near each other. However, to the contrary, lamatim yitzvachim, if it's lower than 10 tefachim, for example, if let's say not, it's in the ninth tefach of from the ground up, and that's an area that the public, the people in the street, they use it to adjust their bundles, which has the halachic status of Rosh Hashanah Rabban, so then ain't a ruvei erev. In that case, it would not be an erev because that he cannot bring, because that would be bringing from Rosh Hashanah Rabban to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. In other words, it's really the inverse of the case we mentioned before. The case we mentioned before was he's in the street, and the erev, depending where on the wall it is, will be a problem. Higher than 10 tefachim will be from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Lower than 10 tefachim will be great because they're both in Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Here's the exact opposite. Here he's on the top of a migdal, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So if it's on the wall higher than 10 tefachim, oh great, they're both in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But if it's lower than 10 tefachim, for example, exactly 9, which between 9 and 10 is considered, if it's on a pile that's between 9 and 10 tefachim high, because that the public use, so that would be Rosh Hashanah Rabban, that would be a problem that it's lower than 10 tefachim, because then it would be taken from Rosh Hashanah Rabban to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So that's why it's the opposite of the case we spoke before. So that's the Braisa. Now the Gemara uses this to ask on the opinion of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Vamai, why is this the halacha? As the Gemara asks, here you should say the same fundamental principle that Rabbi Yirmiyah introduced to interpret the opinion of Rabbi, and that is, since you could go ahead and bend, and that is, you could bend the closet of where you're making your halachic residence, and you could bring it to within 10 tefachim into the area of Rosh Hashanah Rabban, and therefore it comes out that the top of the closet will be a karmelis, because it's going to be four squared in the area, but it won't be 10 tefachim high. And if it's not going to be 10 tefachim high, because you technically could bring it down into 10, so therefore, although the Eiv is in Rosh Hashanah Rabban, but now your closet will only be a karmelis, now taking from a karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Rabban, or the reverse, is only an Issa Drabbanan. So therefore, it's going to be the same as we said in the previous case, that bringing less than four amas, we said that's okay, because although they're both in Rosh Hashanah Rabban, we have the problem that it's too far away, but we said that's only a shvus, and the shvus you could do in Bein HaShemashos. So here also, you can make this technically a shvus by just bringing down the tower. You could do that, and if you could do that, it should be halachically considered as if it were, just like Rabbi Yirmiyah had introduced to us in the way he explained and was miyashim the opinion of Rabbi on the previous daf. And then the Gemara says, Omer Birmiyah. So the Gemara gives two answers. Hacha b'migdol mesumar askin. You're right. You have a good question. And halachically, that would work. But the reason why the Braisa does not say that and says it won't work in that case, when your halachic residence is on top of the closet and the Erev is below in 10 Tfachim, that now the Erev is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and your Shemitah is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and we don't view it as if it's a karmelis because you could bring it down, is because the Tumah closet that was nailed into the wall. And you cannot bend it. You can't. And therefore, since technically you can't, so therefore we can't say Hoyle B'Yachal. You can't because it's nailed into the wall. Rava gives a different shot. Says, afil tema b'migdol she'en mesum. You can even say we're talking about a closet that's not nailed into the wall. So then you have the question. So if you could bring it down, so then why don't we view it as if it is down, which is in at least a karmelis, and then it would be permitted to go ahead and carry from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the karmelis, at least in the time period of Ben Hashmashas, which is the important time of when the Erev is chal. However, v'hocha b'migdol arachaskin. However, Rava says, here we're talking about a very, very tall closet, way more than 4 amos. And therefore, the imamti leipurta, if you would be bending down the closet a little bit, until it's, the top of it is going to be within 10 tefachim, it's not going to work. Because azl chutz la'arba amis is going to be going out more than 4 amis. And that is, when you're bending it down, the top of the closet, which you're trying to get it within 10 tefachim, is going to be going out more than 4 amis from the area of where the closet was, where it started, right? It's very tall. Now you're bending it so that the base is still there, but as you're trying to get the top of it in, it's so tall that it's going to be going out from 4 amis of where it was originally. And therefore, if you're going to be trying to take it, your Erev, from the wall to bring it to the top of the closet, which is where your residence is, on the top of the closet, and eat it there, it comes out that it's not going to be within the 4 amis of where you intended to make your shvisa, and therefore that's not going to be a good Erev, because it's not going to be in the area where you actually had the shvisa. It has to be where the shvisa was supposed to be. And that's why it won't work, because although you could bring it down, but since it's so tall, that's the case they were talking about. It's not going to be a good Erev, because it's not going to be within the 4 amis of where the Erev is supposed to be, that the Erev only has an area of 4 amis. That's where your shvisa is. It can't be more than 4 amis out from that. But on that, the Gemara asks, on this pshat, hey chidami, what's the case that we're talking about? On regard to this whole migdal, if it has a window and a rope, and that is, if there's a window in this closet opposite the area of the Erev, which is on the wall, and he has a small little rope in his hand, and the rope is tied onto the Erev from before Shabbos, so then even if the Erev is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as we said, when it's lower than 10 Tfachim, and however the other end of the rope is going to be where his Shvisa is on the in the closet, on that, the Gemara asks, "Laisi b'kavsa misna." Let him bring it through the process of the window and the rope. In other words, he could bring it to himself. Why is that? As Rashi explains, because based on the halachic principle of igud, if it's tied onto his hand, then it's only an issur d'rabbanan when he brings it from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And that is basically the Gemara's question: is that although we said that it's not going to work, and then we asked on Rabbi Yirmiyah, why isn't it going to work? You could bend down the top of the closet, but now the Gemara is asking on the whole pshat. He's saying when he's on the top of a closet, so he's on Rosh Hashanah Yachid. When the Erev is lower than 10 Tfachim, it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the Gemara is asking just on the whole basis of this price, so why doesn't it work? If you have a window from this closet, and you have a rope, and you could tie it onto the Erev from before Shabbos, so then why wouldn't it work? Because although it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it will not be an Issur D'Oraisa. It will only be Issur D'Rabbanan. As Rashi brings from a Mishnah later on in the beginning of a Mitzvah Tevilim, that it says if someone is reading a Sefer on the top of a roof, and then the Sefer rolled out of his hand, so even if it rolled onto the ground, he could roll it back to himself. Because that's only Issur D'Rabbanan, it says over there. And the Issur D'Rabbanan does not stand in the way of respecting Kisra Kodesh, holy scripts. And therefore, Rashi says, we see from there, that since it's connected, it's attached to him, so even if it's taking from one domain to another domain, it's only Issur D'Rabbanan, which Rashi says, we're going according to the opinion of Rebbe, that he says, we weren't gezer on the Shavuos, on Issur D'Rabbanan, Bein HaShemashes. So therefore, although, again, it is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but if you have a window and a rope, so then why doesn't it work if you intend to have your Shavuos on the top, and the on the bottom, you're going to have lower than 10 Tfachim, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is going to be the Erev, especially according to the opinion of Rabbi Yirmiyah, where you could say, Hoyel, you could do that. And therefore, if that's what you can do, so then the question is, why isn't it going to be considered a good Erev? You can go ahead and tie it up from before Shabbos and have it considered a good Erev, because only Issur D'Rabbanan. The Gemara says, the Lesli Kafsa Misna. We're talking about that there is no window and there's no rope. And therefore, again, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah Yach and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore it's not a difficulty on Rabbi Yirmiyah. It's going to be us or even Ben Hashmashes. There's no Yachal, there's no opportunity to even have this feasibility of bringing it down within the area, again, either because it's nailed or because it's so tall, it's going to come out of four hamas. And also, there's no problem about the fact that it's only Yisra Rabbanim because it's not, there is no window and there's no rope, and therefore it's two different domains. Now the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Nasne Bebar, if the Erev was placed in a pit, even if it's more than 100 amas deep, it's still going to be a kosher Erev. And that the Gemara asks, Hi Bar, this pit that we're talking about in the Mishnah, we're saying, okay, you know, he's on the outside, and the Erev is deep down in the pit, doesn't make a difference, it's a good Erev. Where is this pit located that we're saying this chiddush? If the person, the whole shvisa, this whole pit is in the area of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then the Gemara continues on to Amud Beis, Pshita, I mean, it's pretty obvious it's going to be a good Erev. Rosh Hashanah Yachid Oila Ad L'Rikia. The private domain goes up until the sky, continues up Ad L'Shamayim. Just like it goes up, so too Hachanam Edenacht is Latacha, so too it goes down. And therefore, what's the Afilo? Even if the pit is 100 Amud deep, what's the chiddush? A pit that's 10 amis, whatever it is deep, it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And therefore, it continues and continues. So therefore, what's the chiddush? Of course, it's going to be a good Erev. They're both in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the Elder Koi Rosh Hashanah Rab. Now, we're talking about that the pit is in Rosh Hashanah Rab. So therefore, the Gemara asks, the Niskaven Lishvei Sechet. So okay, fine. So the pit's in the Rosh Hashanah Rab. So again, the pit's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, outside Rosh Hashanah Rab. So where did the person intend to have a shvi? So we know the Erev is in the pit. Where is the person intending to make his halachic residence? Ilamala. If we're talking about that, he's outside on above, so then why? Why would it be a good Erev? Who b'makam echad ve'ruvi b'makam acher? He's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because that's where you said the pit is in, it's in the public domain. And the Erev is in a different domain, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So then how does that work? He has to be in the same area. And he lamata, and if you say that he's making his residence in the pit itself, so then Peshitta, of course, is going to be a good Erev. Who v'ruvi b'makam echad? They're both in the pit, they're both in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So of course, what's the chiddush? Either it doesn't make sense, or what's the chiddush? And that the Gemara says, Loitzricha, the Koi Bekarmelis. We're talking about that the pit is in a Karmelis. For example, an open field where there's Sadis there, and the pit is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. However, the outside of it is a Karmelis. And V'niskaven Lishvayis L'malah intended to have his residence outside the pit. The Rebbe and the Chiddush is that it's Rebbe, the Amma, that he says, Kaldava Shehu Mishram Shvus, anything that's only Isra Rabbana, which is Karmelis, is only a rabbinic invention. Midarais, there is no problem. So anything that's only Isra Rabbana, which is taken from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is deep down in the pit, outside to the Karmelis, where he's making a shviso, like Gazul Ben Hashmashes, they did not decree that to be Asr during the time period of twilight from Shkia until Tzeisa Kachavim. And therefore, since that is the time period when the Erev is acquired, so during that time period, there is no problem about him getting his Erev, and therefore he is halachically considered in that time period in the same area. And that's why it's good Erev. The Chiddush we had to tell you was according to the opinion of Rabbi. Now the Gemara continues with the next mission, again, speaking about the areas where the Erev is allowed to be. That, so far, we spoke about two criteria regarding the Erev. One is the proper foods that are allowed to be used as the Erev for the Beis Sudas. And then we're speaking about where the Erev can be, because he has to be in the same area as his Erev to be considered. If he intends to make his residence here, but his food is there, it could only be where the food is, because that's the halachic principle of the Erev Tchumen, that is, we consider his residence, because that's where his meals are. So the next Mishnah continues. Nesna Beresh Arkana. If the Erev was placed on the top of a reed, like Beresh Arkana is on top of a pole, so Bizman Shu Talish Benotz. At the time when it was already detached and was stuck and tied into the ground, then Afilu Gavaya Kuf Amma, even if it's 100 Amas high from the ground, and that is since it doesn't have an area of 4 squared on the bottom, it's not going to be considered Rishus HaYachid, because although that on the top it will have 4 Tvachim, that is, as we said, because the Erev needs to have a makam dalet, as we mentioned on the previous daf, it has to have an area of dalet for it to be considered Erev when it's lamala miyud. So therefore, although it has on the top, but since on the bottom it's not, so therefore we do not consider that as Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And therefore, Hareza Erev, it's going to be considered good Erev, because although he's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that is not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even though it's 100 amas high, because it's, again, it doesn't have on the bottom going up 4 squared on the bottom in the area, and that's why it's going to be good Erev. However, the Gemara says, Rami le Rav Adi bar Masna le Rava. Rav Adi bar Masna posed to Rava the following question. It says, from our Mishnah, when you learn that, it says, Talish v'no'itz in, that is, if it was detached and stuck and tied into the ground, then yes, then it's going to be an Erev. However, Loy talish v'no atzlo. It sounds like that if it was not detached and then stuck and tight into the ground, then it would not be an erev. In other words, if it's still attached, then it's not going to be an erev, because when you're going to want to take the erev from there, you're going to be utilizing a tree on Shabbos. So Mani, who is the town of our Mishnah? And I said, Rabbanan, it's the Rabbanan. The Amri called Dabar Shum Mishum Mishmus. Obviously, it's like Rabban, who say that anything that is Issa Rabbanan, which is utilizing a tree on Shabbos, is Rabbanan, because we're concerned you might come to break over a branch. Gazul love Ben Hashmashes. So then they were decreed that even Ben Hashmashes. That he asked. This was his question. He says, V'amid Reisha Rabbi, but you said already in the Reisha on the previous Mishnah that the Tana of these Mishnais are Rabbi. Reisha Rabbi v'sev Rabbanan. How could the first Mishnah, how could the Reisha, the beginning part, be Rabbi and then the Sefer be the Rabbanan? Because obviously this is Rabbanan, because what would be the problem of using a Kana to have the air there in Bein HaShemashes? On that he says, Amalei kvar remoyle Rabbi bar chama l'Rav Chizda. You should know that this question was already posed. V'shanilei, and this is what Rav Chizda answered him, Reisha Rabbi v'sev Rabbanan. Yes, the Reisha, the first Mishnah, is Rabbi and the Sefer is Rabbanan. Ravina says no. He argues, says, Kula Rebbe, you could say that both of them, all of it is Rebbe. However, what would be the problem in our Mishnah if it's just a tree and the tree is just a problem of Ben HaShemashes? We're talking about it's Isra Abundant, there's no problem. And that he says, Rasevi Gzeri Shem Yiktam. The Sefer, the reason why, is not because of the Gzeri of using a tree, which is not a problem Ben HaShemashes. It's because we're concerned that you might break the reed. And that is, since reeds are very soft, we're making this gazeria that maybe you're going to break it when you take it. In other words, a tree that's hard, by Ben HaShemashes, regarding the concern that maybe you're going to go up and break it off, that we're not concerned, right, that's just the Isra Rabbanan. And there, El Shavus Namut Ben HaShemashes, that would not be a problem. However, for the breaking of the con of the reed, it's definite that's going to happen. Because it's so soft, it easily could happen. That's not a Shavus. Rather, that's we're concerned for a real Malacha Deraisa of Kaitzer. From Malach of Kaiser, we don't allow you to go ahead and take off the air. If you're going to break it, then first of all, you're going to come to do Isidar Raisa Ben HaShemashes. That even Rebbe did not allow Isidar Raisa Ben HaShemashes. Therefore, by the Kana, even Rebbe would agree that if it was not detached yet and still attached, and you're going to come to do Kaiser, that it's not allowed, even Ben HaShemashes. So the Gemara brings a story. Ahupul Masa da Asal Narda. There was this army of the king that came to Narada, and because of this, there were so many people there in the town, it was very tight for the students that were learning there. So Amalu Rav Nachman told his Talmidim, Puku avidu kavushi kavshi ba'agma, go out and squash down, go bend over the reeds, one on top of the other, to make it like chairs that we could sit on. In other words, there was no room for the students to sit, so there was this reeds there. Said, go ahead and bend them over so that we can use them as chairs. And therefore tomorrow, on Shabbos, we can go ahead and sit, and they will have somewhere to sit by when I want to give my shir. On that, so they asked Rav Nachman, and some say Rav Ukva bar Abba Rav Nachman, a different Talmud asked Rav Nachman, how can you say that this is what we should do? We learned in our Mishnah, told the Shabino it's in, that when can you go ahead and utilize a reed, as if it was detached, and then stuck back in, then yes, you'll be able to get to your Erev on Shabbos because it's not a problem about using it on Shabbos because it's already detached. However, the inference is, loy toj v'loy noitz loy. If it was not detached and then to be put back in, then it would not be, because obviously you see that the reeds are like a tree and you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. So therefore, how can you tell us to go ahead and bend it over? We're going to be sitting on trees. We can't sit on trees. Just like we see from our Mishnah, that to go ahead and use it on Shabbos for it to be considered good Erev is you first have to detach and then put it back in so it won't be a tree. If you uproot a tree and put it back in, it's not connected anymore. That is no problem for. It was only something that's attached and then you'll be doing Kaitzer. So Amalei, Rav Nachman responded, there's a difference. Hasam over there in our Mishnah where it said that it's also to utilize a kana on Shabbos and therefore it will be considered like a tree was Bu'uzradin. When they already were hard, when they're hard, then it's like a tree. And therefore, that is taka you can't use on Shabbos because that would be a tree. And the tree is something that you can't use. Then it wouldn't be a good erev. And therefore, you're right, I wouldn't be able to tell you to bend over reeds like that either because that would be the Xeris Elon. When did I say to go bend over these reeds? When they were not uzradim, when they're not hard, when they were still soft. When they're still soft, then they have a status as like urakis, as like herbs, like vegetables. And by herbs, we never made this gzeres rabbanan, this shvus of gzeres ilan. It was only by an ilan, not by yerakas. And therefore, he says that that's not a problem. Go ahead, you can bend over the reeds. And he even said more. Where'd I get this from? I just made this up. That there's a difference between if they became hard or not. If they're hard, then our Mishnah said that it's a problem by kana, and therefore it can be considered like a tree, and which seems to be like the opinion of the rabbanan, that would be a problem even by Ben HaShemashes. or regarding that I'm saying that, when it's not hard, then it's going to be mutter because then it's like a yerek. So the Tanya, I'll prove it to you. We learned Nebraisa. Hakonon, the reeds. Vahatodin, Vahahogin, which these are all different types of thorn bushes. Mina Ilonhen. These are considered types of trees, bushes, trees. V'ein a climb bekerek, and therefore does not have a locha of climb with a vineyard, because climb with a vineyard is only with Yerokas, not with Ilonis. However, V'tani Duchon, another brisa, Hakon, again, the reeds, V'hakidon, which is a type of a fragrant, type of besamim, which it was called Kida, V'uvanin, and it's a type of a willow, Min Yerikin. They're a type of vegetable, type of herb. V'ein climb bekerek, and therefore they are a prime of climb bekerek. Kasha Dati. You have a contradiction. Both brises talk about Konim, yet one brise is saying that all these are considered like trees, and the other brise is saying these are all considered not like trees, like Yerokas. Obviously here, the Yisrael that I'm telling you is Kan Buzradin. When did we say that it has a status as a tree? That's when it's hard. Kan B'shein Nizradin, here is when it was not hard, then it has a status of a Yerik. Shmamina, you hear the concept that I'm telling you, and therefore go ahead, you can go ahead and bend over the Yerokas, so we can use it on Shabbos, because since it's still soft, that was not included in the Gezerah of Elon, which is only when it's already hard. Agav, the Gemara asks, regarding one of the Brises that said that Kida is considered a type of a vegetable, it's an herb. So the Gemara asks, Kida min Yeriku, is it really true that Kida is a type of a herb? But now we learn in the Mishnah Klayim, Eimar Kivin Pegum al Gabe Kida Levani, not a graft. Pegum on top of white Kida, Mneshu Yerik Be'ilam, because that would be considered grafting a herb, which is Pegum, on a tree, which is Kida. So how could our Mishnah say, how could the one the Brisa recorded before, say that Kida is a Yerik, when here we have a Mishnah Klayim that says that Kida is a Ilam? So I'm not Papa, Kida Lechud. Kida is separate, that is when it's just Kida. Kida is a Yerik, as the Brisa said. The Kida Levan Lechud, when the Mishnah Klayim is talking about that it's considered a tree, it's talking about white Kida, and that's different. Although they're both Kida, there's different species. One is white Kida, one is regular Kida, one is a Yerik, and one is a Ilam. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, on the same topic as we mentioned before, regarding the area where you put your Erev, if that's going to be considered a kosher Erev. So the Mishnah begins, Nasnu b'migdol v'avra mafteh. You put in a closet, but you lost the key. On that, the Tanya comes, Hadreza Erev, it's a good Erev. And the Gemara is going to explain what this is, but we're talking about that the closet is in Rosh Hashayachet. And that is, if you had the key, there would be no Isser. It would be him and his Erev. And in other words, in his house, whatever, it's in a house or whatever it is, Rosh Hashayachet, and it's in the closet. So of course, he's making the Shvis in Rosh Hashayachet, so that's a very good Erev. The only problem is he can't access it. So maybe it's not going to be considered Hubei Rubei B'Makam Echad. However, on that, the Tanya Gama says, it is an Erev. He says even more, any Adesh Maftech Bimkami, if he doesn't know the key in its place, in an Erev, even there is not going to be considered an Erev. He has to actually be able to access him. If he doesn't know that it's there, it won't be considered that he can get to it, and therefore it's not going to be considered an Erev. So now the Gemara asks a very simple question on the Tanya Kama. Vamai. Now, why is it? Although they're both in Rosh Hashayachet, but he can't get to it. So it should be like Shnei Mekaymes. It's only considered an Erev because I can get to my food. If I can't get to it, even though we're both in the same domain, how does that help? It's locked. And if it's locked, why is it considered a good Erev? As the Gemara says, Hube Malkam Echad, Veruve Malkam Acherhu. He's in one place and the Erev is in another place that he can't access. On that, the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Damar Tavai. They both say, Halcha B'Migdol Shelevana Maskin. Here we're talking about a closet made out of bricks, which is very easily dismantled. And as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, they were talking about that there's ear space between the bricks, one on top of the other, and that is there's no cement attaching the bricks. Therefore, there's not going to be a problem, the malacha of stira, of demolishing, because you just have to take away brick by brick, and therefore, that's the case that we're talking about. And moreover, Reb Meir, we're going according to Reb Meir, to Amar Peches L'Ketchila B'Naita, that his opinion is that you could actually go ahead and dismantle it even L'Ketchila, and therefore, it is considered Huvi Ravim Mokam Echad, because you could dismantle it, and therefore, it's considered accessible, although you don't have the key to open it, but you could do it a different way. It's not like we learn in Mishnah Be'ah. That this is really machlekes, and we're going like the opinion of Reb Meir. The Mishnah says, "Ba'yishim meleu peres," a house that's filled with fruit. Sasim, however, it's locked. However, v'nifches, and then it fell apart by itself, even on yomtiv. In other words, part of the building broke open. So noitim imokim aprachas, you could take from the area where it broke open, and there's no problem of muktzah, which this stam, this on or this. this opinion is stamak Reb Shimon, and that Reb Shimon says that although you would think maybe it's mukta because you knew you couldn't get to it because it was locked, however, it's not considered mukta, and if the part of the building crumbled and you can get in through where it crumbled, so then you can go ahead and take from there. Remeo says even more. He says, Poiches v'noitelikat chilu. You can actually go ahead and take apart the bricks. You don't have to wait till it crumbles. You go take apart some of the bricks and go enter the house and do it that way. As the Gemara in a moment will say, we're talking about that there's ear space between the bricks, and that's not considered. Obviously, you can't demolish a house. That's considered stiras oil, which is one of the Lamed Tzitzis Malachas, talking about that there is no cement, and therefore it may hold you can actually go ahead and take it apart, which is what the Gemara asks right now. How are you bringing a raya from Remeya to say that he's the opinion of our Mishnah, of the Tanakama, and that's why it helps to be considered Huve Ruve B'Mokam Echad, although it's in a closet that's made out of bricks, and how can you get to it? Oh, because you could take apart the bricks, as we find he says in the Mishnah in Beya. But V'Homer Rav Nachman Bar Ada Omer Shmuel, he qualified the opinion of Remeya over the Embeya. He says, Remeya doesn't allow you to take apart bricks. It's only Bavir Delivni. It's only with that there, that case was talking about a house that wasn't cemented. It just had ear space between the bricks. Therefore, how can you compare it to the case of our Mishnah, which is real stira? It's a real closet that you're going to be demolishing. You can't demolish it, so therefore it's inaccessible. A, because you don't have the key, and B, because you can't take apart the bricks, because that is stira's oil. And that the Gemara says, that's not a problem. Hachanami Bavir Delivni, our Mishnah is also talking about that there's air space between the bricks, just like Rimeya, and that's why it's not considered stira's oil, and you could go ahead and take it apart piece by piece. However, the Gemara asks a similar question. But V'amr Reb Zera also qualified the statement of Reb Meir that only B'yamtiv Amru. This heter Reb Meir was talking about was only on Yamtiv. Avaloi b'Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. Shabbos, there would be a problem. You don't have a certain hetem that you have on Yamtiv of Eichel Nefesh, of getting to access your food. On that, the Gemara answers, Hachanam Yamtiv. Our Mishnah is also talking about on Yamtiv. On that, the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that our Mishnah is also talking about regarding your Erev when you're making it for Yamtiv. So, Hain Diktani Allah, this that we learned regarding that halacha. That Rabbi Elazar Omer, im be'ir avad, if the key was lost in a city, then on that Rabbi Elazar said, eruve erev, that it is a good erev. And why is it a good erev if it was lost in the city? Because if you find the key, then there's a way to get it to where you need it in your house, because you could bring it through the chatzeris, the courtyards, and the gagas, the roofs, and the karfifas, which are the enclosed areas for non-residential purposes, which according to Rabbi Shimon, they're all considered one halachic domain. So therefore, Reb Elazar, who's going in the opinion of Reb Shimon, he says, if it was lost in the city, there's a way to get the key, and therefore it is considered accessible. Vim basada of it, but if the key was lost in the fields, in the ruva erev, then this erev will not be good erev, because even if you find it, there's no way of bringing it, so therefore that's considered totally inaccessible. And that, the question is, v'ibi yamtiv, if you're saying that our Mishnah is talking about on yamtiv, and on that is what Reb Elazar is explaining and qualifying this, depending where you lost it, malir mali sada, what is the difference if you lost the key in the city or in the field? Even in the field, it should be considered good air because if you find it, you could bring it because, again, it's yamtiv. So why? So again, it doesn't make sense. If you're answering that it's the same as Remeya and you're using the heter of Remeya that you could dismantle, but Remeya was only talking about yamtiv, and then you can say our Mishnah is also yamtiv. If it's also yamtiv, then how do we understand the qualification of Belaza that he says that the difference if it's lost in the city or in the field should be no difference if it's yamtiv? Now the Gemara continues on the top of Lamed Hamad Alf. It's missing a little bit, and this is the way it's supposed to be learned. Nasna b'migdal, if it was put on the closet, v'nol b'fanav, and it was locked, v'avar mafteh, and then the key was lost, hareze erv, it's an erv, as the Tanakhama said in our Mishnah. B'amed v'mamum, this is the qualification that was said. When did we say this? B'yamtiv, on yamtiv. And that is, as we said, because of the hechsher of oichel nefesh to access your food, that's doicha, the halacha of muktza of Shabbos. Of b'Shabbos, in the ruvi erev, but on Shabbos it won't be a good erev, because the Rabbanu do not allow a person to go ahead and demolish it. Nimtza ha-maftech, if the key was found, bein be'ir, bein basada, whether in the city, whether in the field, in the ruvi erev, it's not going to be a good erev. And that is, if the key was found on Shabbos, it's not going to be good erev, because this town does not hold like Reb Shimon. And this Reb Shimon is said in Perikol Gagas. However, on that, Reb Elazar said, this was his, that he goes like Reb Shimon, and that is what he said, Be'ir, Eruv Erev. If it's in the city, then it will be a good Erev. But Sada ain't Eruv Erev, it's in the field, then it's not going to be a good Erev. In other words, he would talk about Shabbos. In other words, there was the qualification of Yomtiv, that it's always good. And that we said, however, that regarding Shabbos, that is where there's going to be this difference regarding the city or the field. And that is, on the city it's an Erev, in the field it's not. And as that, the Gemara explains. Be'ir, it will be Erev Krib Shimon. In this city, it's going to be considered good Erev. That's like Krib Shimon. The Amma that he says, Echad Gag is where the roofs, Vechad Chaseris, or courtyards, Vechad Karfifis, enclosed areas for non-residential purposes, which all these areas are enclosed. Rishos Achasein, Lekelim Shoshavs B'techen, they're considered one halachic area for all the vessels that are in those areas when Shabbos started. And therefore, there is a way to get it. Basoda, ain't a Ruvi Erev, but if it's in the field, then it's not a good Erev. Kerabbanan, that's going like the pin of the Rabbanan. And that is, as the Rabbeinu Chananel explains, which Rabbanan is this, not like Rib Shimon. I thought we're going like Rib Shimon. And that is regarding a different halacha, regarding even from the fields, that it's not permitted to bring the Erev, that to get the key for the purposes of the Erev. That's like the Rabbanan. That is, there's a halacha later on, the Tzadihim and Aleph, that is related to this halacha. If you find the key in the field, that is not going to be an Erev. That's not like Rib Shimon. Because there we learn that if someone finds tefillin in the fields, so on that, Reb Shimon holds that you can give it to your friend and your friend to your friend until you get to the outer courtyard. That is what Reb Shimon holds. Rabbanon, they say that it's forbidden. So therefore, we see even for a tzarich mitzvah, like tefillin, and which would apply even to this case of the Erev, that you cannot do this send from one friend to one friend to one friend, that there would be a way to get your key home, which is for a mitzvah purpose. Rabban say you're not allowed to do that, and therefore on that regard, when it's out in the field, that for that regard, we don't hold like Reb Shimon. Only for Gagas Chatzis, for Kafifis, when it's found in the city, that we do hold like him. But regarding it's found in the field, we don't hold of his head to regarding carrying less than from sending from one guy to the next guy, and therefore getting your key to your Erev, although it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, just like they don't hold like where's my tefillin, so they hold it doesn't work by Erev. And therefore that was the resolution of the opinion of the Tan of our Mishnah, that it is like Reb Meir, and although Reb Meir only says his heter regarding when there is no cement, and regarding when it's only Yomtiv, so therefore that is true. That is the qualification of our Mishnah, that's talking about that there's no cement, and it's on Yomtiv. And then we asked, but Reb Elazar said that there's a difference between the city and regarding the field. That was talking about a different case, as we said. That was our mission was talking about that you lost the key and you have no clue where it is. And that you need to have the remeir to dismantle, and that's only mutra and yomtiv, because that's regarding oichal nefesh that we said it. Regarding Shabbos is what Rabbi Elazar was referring to when you found the key. When you found the key, then there's going to be a difference, even on Shabbos, regarding the city or the field, that regarding the city, there's going to be a way to get it to your house, through Gagas Chatzis for Kafifis. Regarding the field, that is not going to help, because on that halacha, we don't hold like Reb Shimon, rather we hold like the Rabbanan, that even if it's a tzarech mitzvah, like tefillin, or in our case of air, you cannot send it from one person to the next person, therefore there's no way of getting the key from the field to the home, and therefore, huvei ruvei b'mokam acher, it's not going to be in the same place, and therefore, since he can't access it, in that case, it's not going to be a good air.